Let's meet the candidates. We have them seated alphabetically by last name. Please hold your applause until all four candidates have spoken. First, we have Republican candidate Jim Candelaria. Next to him is unaffiliated candidate Steve Chappell, Democratic candidate M.B. McAfee, and unaffiliated candidate Jesse James Satley. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to introduce themselves before we move into the questions. We'll rotate the starting candidate upon each question. Mr. Candelaria will start us off tonight with introductions. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, everybody. I like how they did set the red solo cups up here, so I'm going to raise my red solo cup here to everybody and get this started. So I'm Jim Candelaria, and I am the Republican candidate for County Commissioner. I want to thank KSJD and the Cortez Area Chamber of Commerce for putting this last forum on. I have been at all of the prior forum and listened to what the public concerns are, and I believe that I am by far the best candidate. I have the knowledge, skills, and ability to move this county forward, and I am fully committing my time and energy to this job. And we're all going to fall. So for this forum tonight is all about economic development. Economy is about a free market enterprise with supply and demand and the main force driving development. For example, the law of diminishing returns will tell us when we've hit a saturation point. For example of this is the recent journal article about Southwest Community College closing their cosmetology school because the market is saturated. In order to grow this county, we have to eliminate economic threats and turn them into economic opportunities. Some examples are removing local, state, and federal regulations to help promote free market enterprise, bringing youth back into our community and employment opportunity, improving quality of life attractions. And by that I mean Phil's World, Mesa Verde, Boggy Draw, Canyons of the Ancients, McPhee, the boating, hiking, ATV, recreation, and promoting the paths to Mesa Verde. We need to help our declining agricultural sector by promoting things like the hemp, orchards, and the wineries. So I hope by the end of the night, you can see that I am the most qualified and knowledgeable candidate, and I can work with the local commission, and move the county forward. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Candelaria. Mr. Chappell, you're up next.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks, everybody, for coming out, and thanks to KSJD and the local Chamber of Commerce for hosting this forum, and Daniel for being the moderator. Really appreciate it. First thing I'll say tonight is by no means do I come here tonight having all the answers to every question, but I believe that being a county commissioner is somewhat like a marriage relationship. Matter of fact, my wife of 28 years is here tonight. And if you were to look at her, you'd probably think, why did I marry her when she was 5 years old? But there's a lot of give and take in this. I think being a good listener is a very good quality. Knowing when to be a team player and when to be a leader is an important quality. I believe as an entrepreneur and a business person myself, I know when to run the ball and when to hand the ball off. And I think those are very important traits as a commissioner. I also know, being an entrepreneur myself, that government is not the answer. And the best thing that government can do is to stay out of your way. Stay out of your wallet, stay out of your life, stay out of your way. Let you run your business the way you know how, because you're the best equipped to do that. So as a commissioner, I would take that approach to your business. I would be supportive of you. I would help in any way that I possibly could, but I would stay out of your way. So I would like you to ask yourself tonight if you'd like a commissioner who is honest, has integrity, is a team player, supports the current commissioners and the things that they do, and has absolutely no hidden agenda for running other than wanting to do the right thing for Montezuma County, then I'd appreciate your vote. Thank you again for being here tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chappell. Your introduction, Ms. McAfee.
Circumstances are changing in our community, that's for sure. and there are economic challenges. I hear about them on Monday mornings when I'm at the commissioners' meetings, particularly lately, as department heads come in to talk to commissioners about their 2019 budgets. I believe that we can work together to build a robust economy. It will take many partners. I think it will involve the municipal, county, and tribal governments, public lands and water managers, local and regional development entities, school boards, youth groups, the hospital, service organizations, nonprofits, all of us, all of you. As I say these words, three questions come to my mind. What are our strengths? What are our needs? And where are we? It's like I'd like to get on a stool and take a big selfie of our community. Like, what do we look at right now at this point in time? Another question comes to my mind. What do we want to look like in 5, 10, or 15 years? County commissioners are responsible to take actions to plan for the future. And the third question then comes to my mind, what are the incremental steps that we can take to move ahead? We must support our existing business communities. That's where the momentum is. We must support our workers with more qualified childcare, job training, and educational opportunities. I want to have frank discussions with Cortez, Mancos, Dolores, and Toyoak. I will convene stakeholder gatherings where we will listen for common themes and keep open minds. This will be hard work. We can do it,
Ms.
and
McAfee.
I know we can do it together as a community.
Thank you, Ms. McAfee. Mr. Satley, you have our final introduction.
Good evening. My name is Jess Satley, Jim Satley, whatever I've been called many names. I went to school here my whole life. Well, actually, I've lived here my whole life, except I was gone. I'm a veteran. I was in the Army for 3 years. I've worked a lot of construction. I worked in the oil field. I've run a lot of equipment. I was a mechanic welder for years. So I've been out in the blue-collar type of work, and that's what I want to try to get is people back to work with jobs, with retirements, good wages, where they can pay their bills and get all that done and still have some money left to sock away for when you get my age. So that's very important to me. Farming, ranching's important. It's kind of in trouble now, but the whole United States is in trouble, but we're trying to get back on our feet. And if people will just kind of work together, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, or what you are, we need to work together. And I don't know what else I could tell you. I'm here for you. I'm going to listen to you. And I have to disagree with Jim. I'm your guy to pick. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Satley. Please join me in welcoming the 2018 Montezuma County Commissioner candidates. If you're just tuning in, it's the Montezuma County Commissioner Candidate Forum live from the Sunflower Theater in Cortez. The questions tonight were solicited from area businesses by the Cortez Chamber of Commerce. Candidates will have 2 minutes for each question. To begin, candidates, what do you believe to be Montezuma County's greatest economic strength? Mr. Chappell, you'll begin on this question.
I would have to say probably first off would be just the scenic beauty that we have here. I believe this place is unmatched. I grew up here, moved away to go to college, got my degree, met my wife, came back here by choice to raise my family. This is obviously the gateway to the Four Corners area here. I believe that we have very affordable hotel and motels. We have great restaurants with very good pricing. We just have a quaint feel here. I just believe this is a very attractive place. We've got lots of activities, whether it be, boating, fishing, hunting, biking, hiking. just a myriad of things that people can do here. So I don't believe that Moab or Durango has the corner on tourism. I believe that if we take a proper approach, if we're more aggressive about the way we market our county here, that we can attract more tourism and we can support our local businesses, because that's what the backbone of this community is about. So thank you.
Ms. McAfee, it's your turn.
Would you say the question again, Daniel, please?
Yes. What do you believe to be Montezuma County's greatest economic strength?
I think the strength of our county, economic or not, lies with our people. It's the people who have done the planning and the development to protect our precious places like our national parks. It's people who have developed Phil's World. It's people who fought long ago to have a community college here. It's people who thought about putting the radio station here downtown and making Market and Main kind of the byword of the day, if you will. I think people are our greatest economic strength. People have talents, multiple talents, in all sorts of levels, in all sorts of ways. As I've been around knocking and walking and talking to people, I have learned that we have people here who are physicists and do their most of their work in Chile. I've learned there are people here who tried to grow cotton out in Pleasant View. I've just learned that people have tried so many things, and some things worked, and some things didn't work, but I think that our greatest strength that we have here are the people. We have the resources, we have the know-how to make this place that we all love one that will keep our kids here, our grandkids here, and attract other people to come, either stay, visit, or pass through. Thank you.
Mr. Satley?
Well, I think farming and ranching is originally what we're all about, but that's changing. Big pieces of property are getting cut up, and there's good things to that and bad. Depends how you feel about that. So we need to spread out into tourism. We need to get some. If we could, maybe some factories, something in here to promote good jobs and good retirements. It's so important that you get old like me when you think about that. So I didn't the whole time I was working, but it's very important. And I think farming and ranching got us where we're at, but we're having to change. We got a whole bunch of different type of people here now. Everybody used to be a farmer or a rancher, or not anymore. So farmer and ranchers are going to have to work with the new people, and we'll get this thing going. Thank you.
Mr. Candelaria?
Repeat that again?
What do you believe to be Montezuma County's greatest economic strength?
Well, I'm going to have to say that our greatest economic strength is going to be our quality of life here. And what we actually have around is we have some of the best sites, views, whether you're into farming, ranching, whether you're into recreation, whatever you have chosen to do, that's what you can do here in this area. So our quality of life is the biggest and extraordinary thing that I think brings everybody here. People are tired of living in the cities. They drive 30 miles and it takes them an hour and a half to 2 hours to get there. We don't have to do that. We can get there in 25 minutes. So our quality of life is the biggest attraction here that I see, is our biggest benefit for Montezuma County.
Next question. What do you see as the role of a county commissioner to create new business opportunities in the county and to help existing businesses grow? Ms. McAfee, you'll start this time.
I addressed that a little bit in my opening remarks. One of the roles for county commissioners is to lay the groundwork to be sure that things like the land use plan and the land use code are able and ready to handle new thinking, new things that come in. our land use plan and code are about 20 years old. There's some clarity that's lacking in definitions. So as new things come in, I think we need to be ready to accept those things at a government level, at a sort of gut level, if you will, for them, in order for them to grow. Say the question again.
What do you see as the role of a county commissioner to...
That's fine.
Oh, you got
yes,
it?
Yes, right. I got it. I'm sorry. Yes. As a county commissioner, I can be a leader in getting people together to talk about what is the best thing to plan ahead for in our for our economy, for our county. It's actually part of the job of a commissioner to do this planning ahead. That includes the things like the land use code that I was talking about. But I think a role of a commissioner is to interact with other agencies across our county, across the state, and in our region, to interact with local and regional economic development entities to help them further their plans. I think that a county commissioner has a role and a responsibility for economic growth in our county.
Mr. Satley?
Well, I think we've kind of gone over that the last few questions, but the role that I would play as a county commissioner is working with all the public. Everybody, everything needs to be brought up, anything major at all, with the people. A lot of things get changed, get put in, and nobody knows about it till it's too late. And there's a lot of things that's went on that people don't know, but I do. But anyway, I would, like I said, I'm promoting jobs. We need oil and gas to get us off the ground. That's the quickest way. And then we could go into alternative power. And but we got to get to rolling. We got to get some money going through everybody's hands. And then we all feel better and we'll do better. That's probably the biggest thing, I think, is to get the economy going. And I think the rest of it will just kind of fall in place. Thank you.
Mr. Candelaria?
The role of a county commissioner, well, to me, that one's pretty easy. To me, that's leadership and fiscal responsibility. And by leadership, I mean that's listening to all of you. And I've said this before, that you people are my customers. I didn't look at you as an R, a D, or an I behind your name. You're all a customer to me. And that's how I'm going to treat everybody. I'm going to listen to everybody. I'm going to come back. I'm going to take all of my knowledge, my skills, my abilities to make the very best decision that I can possibly make. Fiscal responsibility. Fiscally responsible to every one of you taxpayers out there that are struggling just to make it, and that we are responsible with everything that we do within the county's budget. That's probably my biggest goal, is to make sure that every decision is based with you all in mind, my customers, and I'm going to run in and I'm going to make sure that it's always in your best interest to serve the greater good of all.
Mr. Chapel.
So in preparation for this tonight, I actually visited with some local business owners, some in the county, some in the city, and not being a know-it-all, I asked them, what are your challenges as a business owner? What do you like? And what I found is people who own businesses in the county said it is very favorable and nice in a nice environment here to run a business, because there's not restrictions, there's not fees, there's not, you know, building a bunch of heavy-duty building codes, things like that, that would cause them problems to develop their business. So, you know, that's been brought about by the commissioners that have been in place up to this point. So I would continue down that path of being very business friendly in that way. Also, you know, I learned from them by talking to them, by listening, by, you know, sharing ideas back and forth. I believe as a current business owner that a big thing in today's world is social media. And as much as I dislike it personally, for businesses, it's very, very important. So I think ideas need to be shared. There needs to be a dialogue. I think everyone can learn from someone. People have things to share. So as a commissioner, I feel, you know, number one, I would want to continue with keeping fees and restrictions low to where people can, you know, run their businesses without me being in the middle of it. And then number two, just a dialogue where ideas are shared back and forth. So that would be how I would approach it. Thank you.
A diverse economy is a resilient economy. What strategies will you propose to aid in diversifying Montezuma County's economic base? Mr. Satley, it's your turn to begin.
Well, I think I got some of that in the last question, but like I said, we started out as farmers and ranchers, but it's changing. We're going to have to diversify into tourism. Anything that we can put here to keep our kids here. Our kids all move away because there's nowhere to work. And we got to get anything that you people out there, enough of you come up with the same idea and tell me that's what you want, then we're going to push that direction. Right now is a big change from the way it used to be into this new century is a different deal. So those old timers got to start thinking different, and I'm going to be listening to you, whatever you tell me, not just one of you, but the majority, we're going to push for that, and I'll do everything I can to make sure that we get that done here. Thank you.
Mr. Candelaria.
Diversify. We have to diversify in everything that we are doing. Right now, we're in the worst drought that we've ever been in. And I use this in part of the thinking that, you know, we were built around a foundation around here, around farming, ranching, agricultural community. But we also have to bear in mind the other things that we have here. We have our tourism. We have our outdoor recreational areas that people are coming here to live because of our quality of life. So as I've said in the past, you know, diversify, use a crop. I'm a proponent of hemp, and I believe that it is going to be one of the best crops that will create employment and income for our youth to bring them, to entice them to come back into this community. Now, that's just one thing. We have to look at several other things when we start diversifying. And as a county commissioner, you can push that role out there. You can actually help people by showing them the value-added services around just one crop. You start with the one crop. Once you build your foundation for your farmers, then you bring processing in around it. Once you start processing, you start manufacturing, light manufacturing, creating salves, oils, lip balms, whatever the case may be. And you grow on that. So all of the value-added services that you create just because of one crop, which is very, very good for water, it's conservative, that's what I think as far as diversity.
Mr. Chappell?
Well, I would agree with everyone. Diversity is very important. Just being one track, you're going to stall out and get stuck in the past. So, you know, when you run up against a wall, you've got to think creatively. You've got to talk with other people to get ideas. You know, in my own personal life, I started out in farming, and because of the drought that Jim talks about, I had to diversify and look to other things. So, again, creative thinking, sharing ideas amongst each other. I think for our local businesses, again, being a proponent of creating an atmosphere here in this community that would attract tourism, I think is paramount. An idea that was proposed to me by a local business person was, you know, why can't we have some lampposts with some nice lighting on Main Street and some more seating, just make it more of a quaint tourist feel here. You know, we have the $1 million medians. We could do something like that as well. So, you know, again, just creating diversity is going to be very important for our local business people to support them and ensure that they have a future here. And that's what I would like to do. Thank you.
Ms. McAfee?
Well, there's no silver bullet, that's for sure. And what I'd like to think of is silver buckshot. That's a phrase I heard on NPR a while back, and it seems rather fitting, actually. I think that there's a lot of different ways that we can start to grow our economy. It's really important to have a resilient economy. It's important to be resilient within yourself and your own relationship with your relationship with others. Resiliency means that if there is a failure or a sag or a letdown, something else is there to try to bring it up. So I would like to be a proponent, I am a proponent, of trying to create and help a lot of other farmers and small orchardists and small farmers create a Montezuma brand that is something that we can be value added, that we ship out of here with Montezuma pride, if you will, or Montezuma brand that comes from perhaps Bob Orr's ranch. Diversity can also be seen in the dry lands, even in this terribly dry year. Out on the place where Chuck and I live, we're changing that cropland or that CRP land into cropland and into forage and into grasses. And we're working with a rancher who's raising really excellent grass-fed beef. So there's all sorts of ways to think about how to enlarge or diversify, if you will, our economy. And it rests with the resilience of the people. It rests with your independence. It rests with your grit and determination. Those are the things that I think are important when I think about resiliency and diversity in our economy.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Montezuma County Commissioner Candidate Forum, live from the Sunflower Theater in downtown Cortez, presented by KSJD and the Cortez Area Chamber of Commerce. Moving on to our next question, what would you do as commissioner to support the farming and ranching economy of the county? We'll start with Mr. Candelaria.
Well, I think I, you know, touched on that just a little bit. You know, in the county commissioners meeting today, there are a couple of guys in there, and they're talking about the water and the water packs and all of the issues that we're being faced with right now because of water. Just as simple as that water, and we need to make sure that we can help our agricultural community by understanding that we need to get rid of some of the salt cedar, some of the Russian olives, some of the plants that are just sucking us dry, sucking all the water that we don't have and that we need to put on our crops. So we have to start looking and educating all of our farmers and ranchers into being able to look at different ideas, different philosophies of what they're doing and a different crop. So again, I'm talking about hemp because I think it's one of the greatest things that we can do within our agricultural community.
Mr. Chappell?
Yeah, I believe that, you know, there are great challenges with farming and ranching, as we can see with this climate just becoming more and more arid. I do believe that climate is cyclical, and, you know, Lord willing, we may have some good years coming up. I hope that for the farmers and ranchers, but meanwhile, we're going to have to do our best to support them. So, you know, one thing that I would do if we were as commissioners, as far as a county sales tax goes, I would not want them to get hit with the brunt of it. Meaning that if that were to happen, I would seriously look at and talk to the County Planning Commission about having a farming and ranching exclusion for purchases over a certain amount. So in other words, if a farmer pays $150,000 for a tractor, I don't think that's fair that he should have to pay that much sales tax. I would like it to be shared amongst everyone, tourism and all of that, but we don't need to ding the farmers and ranchers anymore. I do believe that a county sales tax is a better answer than higher property taxes on the farmers and ranchers out there who live in the county. So that would be one thing that I would want to hold the line on to support them, would be you know, the current property tax. I would not want them to go any higher because they don't need to bear the brunt of this because, you know, they're in dire straits right now, especially with this 2018 drought. And it's, you know, unless we have a giant winter, it's looking very bleak for 2019. So we need to just be as, you know, farm and ranch friendly as we can be. And again, just share ideas on alternate crops, things that can be raised that take less water. I also support the current commissioner, or not the current commissioners, but former commissioners who made the law to where we cannot introduce any non-indigenous species into this county because that could hurt their rights as property owners and it could change what they're able to do with their land. So I support that as well. Thank you.
Ms. McAfee.
So some ways that I think, as a commissioner, I can support farming and ranching in our county have to do with, first of all, being sure that farmers and ranchers who are interested and who qualify take advantage of the Department of Agriculture farm programs. These are programs for farmers and ranchers who, everything from something small like solar water pumps to larger things like grassland or conservation reserve programs. There are a multitude of programs that farmers and ranchers can take advantage of. And as a county commissioner, I would urge individuals to go out and look for these programs because it's interesting how much money these programs have brought into our county. 10 years from 1995 and 10 years forward, $51 million came into our county through these programs. So I think those are programs that the farmer and rancher has a very good opportunity to apply for. Everything from something small like solar pumps for micro irrigation, tiny little irrigation ditches that are, the water is moved by little paddles that are powered by small solar cells. I've seen this and I think it's really a terrific idea. So in this time of drought, I think county commissioners can help farmers and ranchers learn about and support them in accessing new ways of developing and using their land.
Mr. Satley.
Okay, would you repeat that question?
Yes. What would you do as commissioner to support the farming and ranching economy of the county?
Okay. As a commissioner, I would, number one, I think Jim touched that a little bit, is water. And to have water, try to imagine where we'd be at right now without McPhee. So, far as I'm concerned, we need more dams. We need more water storage. The people down below still get it. We just don't lose it all in 30, 40 days, it's gone. Water storage, it's gonna save us. So that's one of my number one things. As Steve was talking about the tax for farmers, if you're buying this high dollar equipment, which is terrible, but I wouldn't want to pull a farmer out and say, you don't have to pay, but the guy just brought that semi and it cost $150,000. He does. So it needs to be fair. That's what I'm all about, is fair and make things the same for everybody. And I am a farmer. I'm not too much of a farmer. I'm more of a cowboy, but I have a hard time making money either way. But just make things fair, and we all work together. And don't try to, we can't change everything at once. It's going to take time, because it all takes money, and it takes a lot of it. Thank you.
Tabor, that's the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and housing prices on the Front Range are affecting municipal budgets throughout the Western Slope. What will you do as commissioner to guarantee that Montezuma County can fund public safety and other county services? Mr. Chappell, you're up first.
Okay, here's one of these questions that I don't just off the cuff have the answer for. Basically, what I could speak to is being, you know, supportive of law enforcement and realizing that they have to have a budget, which we do have a, I believe, about a $6 million budget for the Sheriff's Department. And more that's becoming important because of the crime in this area, because, again, if you know me, you know how I feel about marijuana, and I believe drugs are contributing to that crime. So I think being a, you know, supporter of Sheriff Nallen or whoever happens to be sheriff and the Sheriff's Department is a very important aspect as a commissioner. So I would be all about being, you know, pro-supportive of him. As far as that other topic that you mentioned, I just don't know and couldn't speak to that. But I would, you know, do my due diligence and research and get familiar with that. So thank you.
Ms. McAfee?
Tabor is a very complicated thing, and it has affected what school districts can do. It's affected what governments can do. So in light of the Tabor constrictions on the county government, the best way that I can think of for the sheriff and for law enforcement to have the support, i.e., the money that they need, has to do with finding grants that will help them, help the sheriff in particular, have more deputies. I think another thing that can happen is a really thorough understanding, in this case, of the sheriff's budget. I read in the paper a while, just yesterday, I think, that the La Plata County sheriff had cut something like $2 million, had cut quite a bit out of his budget. And I'd be curious to know what he did and how he did it. I think he did it by cutting jobs. I don't think that's the right way to do it, but I think there were some other cuts as well. So I think a very thorough understanding of Sheriff Nowlin's budget. I have visited with him on a couple of occasions. I know that he's really hurting for having enough deputies out on our county roads all the time, and especially at night, to keep our community completely safe. And Tabor is a kind of nasty thing for government entities and for school boards, as is the Gallagher Amendment. They leave us not with very much room, except perhaps a sales tax that could definitely be aimed at one particular cause. And in this case, my cause, for the purposes of this question, would be to law enforcement.
Mr. Satley?
I'm going to have you to read that to me again.
Yes. Tabor, that's the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and housing prices on the Front Range are affecting municipal budgets throughout the Western Slope. What will you do as commissioner to guarantee that Montezuma County can fund public safety and other county services?
Kind of like Steve, I'm not sure how to answer that, but I think as the way it is right now with all the people moving in here, we're going to have a lot more crime, a lot more drugs, and I would support funding Sheriff Nylon or whoever happens to be in, but at the same time, I don't want to raise any taxes right now until we get things rolling. But I would support him. If there's anything, any way, and I don't think there is, but if there's any way to be tougher on these crimes, if they just slap their hands and the very same ones come back and they're in trouble again, or they're into drugs, they're into breaking into our homes, I get so tired of it. Everybody's trying to stop them, and they're just using us, using our money. And I don't know the answer, but I'm all for helping with what money we got and what we can, and also for tougher punishment for whatever they do. Thank you.
Mr. Candelaria?
Well, Gallagher and Tabor have both taken their toll on governments.
If you guys are following what's going on in the Front Range, the residential assessment rate, the RAR, when they reassess that in 2019, our assessment rate has the potential to go from 7.2 to 6.11. So what is that going to do for the funding of all of our emergency services? And I'm not just talking the sheriff, I'm talking all of our emergency services. You know my background, and I'm a firefighter. Well, it's going to affect those guys equally. Well, when you dial 911, you expect somebody to be there, correct? Everybody can raise their hand because I know you're shaking your heads, yes. Well, if we can't fund them, they're not going to be there. So I equally, and this is not going to sound very Republican, but I'm going to say it anyway, I do support a sales tax because I look at the shops around town and I see Utah, I see New Mexico, Arizona, everybody coming into this community and using our infrastructure, but they're not paying for it. I think that a sales tax is a fair and equitable way to everybody, and we're having to deal with all of the issues that are going on in the county right now, but we're not being funded. So to take care of our emergency services totally, not just the sheriff's office, but all of them, I absolutely believe that we definitely need a sales tax, and everybody needs to be included in that sales tax because the residential assessment rate is happening. It's going to happen in 2019, and they are almost assured that that's going to go down. So as a property payer, a property taxpayer, going from 7.2 to 6.11 is a great thing, but we have to figure out how to fund our emergency services.
Affordable housing is a concern for retail and hospitality businesses. What can you do as commissioner to ensure their employees can live and work in Montezuma County? Ms. McAfee will start this question.
There's a lot to the question of affordable housing. Everything from who builds it, how do you decide who gets to live in it, and how do you build more, probably. I think that as a commissioner, I would work with the Regional Housing Authority, I don't think that's it exactly, and with our local housing authority, the Montezuma Housing Authority, to work on getting grants again for building more affordable housing. It's really important to support our workers. For there to be a healthy economy, we need to support our workers. And some of the ideal situations that I've read about in other cities, affordable housing also includes licensed, qualified childcare in the affordable housing complexes or units. And I think that would be a really wonderful thing to do. I know that workers spend a large amount of money on housing, and it's more than they need to be spending. We're not the resort towns like Durango or ski towns where we have an influx of people who come in, need affordable housing, and then maybe they leave. But we do have workers here. I know from my years of working with the shelter, we have people here working in the community who have lost their housing, and that housing they lost was substandard even at that. Affordable housing is very important for the welfare of a county.
Mr. Satley.
Okay, the affordable housing falls right in with jobs, as far as I'm concerned, but I'm all for helping, especially we have so many single parents now, and it's so hard with one income to make ends meet. I'm all for helping them. They don't have to be single parents, but when you're down looking for work, you can't afford housing. We need to have something here to help them out. But once we get them helped out and get them on their feet, I want some jobs here so they can buy their own home and build from that. That's a very important thing, I think, in my life anyway, is to own your home, own your property. It takes a lot of years to pay for it. But I'm all for helping them get up and help them do it. It's always kind of griped me a little bit about Telluride. They want everybody to come in and work, and they got to drive 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours at night. But when the work day is over, they want you out of their sight. They don't have no housing for the workers, and that's just a little personal thing I just never have cared for. But as far as helping them, we do what we could, and then we'll get them a job, and then it's up to them. Thank you.
Mr. Candelaria.
Affordable housing, gosh, I've been dealing with this for the last 30 years of my life. Affordable housing, that's a broad term, because in everybody's mindset out there, affordable housing, everybody out there, I bet if I asked you, you'd all have a different number in mind. But as a county commissioner, I think one of the first things that we need to start doing is looking at our land use code. And right now we have a 3-acre minimum that you have to split your property into so that you can have a residence on a piece of property. And as was stated before, I believe that we really need to look at that, because with the engineered septic systems and the technology of today, if we reduce that down to, say, 1 acre so that you didn't feel right next to your neighbor, that would create more density, and you could get more people into a smaller space, which creates a more affordable lot, which creates more affordable housing. So I think we have to start as county commissioners looking at our land use code and seeing what we can and cannot do with that. As far as the cost of housing in our area, that's pretty tough because of what it costs to get products here. Depending on what you want to spend on a house, those costs are pretty high. So affordable housing is a challenge, but I think where we start is with the land use code and trying to make the lots more affordable and smaller and keeping the density together.
Mr. Chappell?
I think this would go back again to just supporting the local businesses and, you know, being a voice for them and being a proponent for them and trying to capitalize on the tourism, number one, so they can be in a position where they can hire people and pay good wages to these workers. Because let's face it, not everybody can be chief in this world. There's got to be chiefs and there's got to be Indians. That's just the way of the world. So, you know, we need to be able to pay these people good wages and have, you know, compassion for their plight. You know, I'm not completely aware of how much, you know, affordable housing we have and the exact pricing on it and the apartments that are available and all of that. I do believe that Montezuma County is a fairly affordable place to buy and live and exist when you compare it to Durango or other areas like that. So I think we're doing fairly well with that. But again, I would do anything that I could to support the local business people and rev up this economy to where they're in a position to be able to support others. Because if you have healthy business owners, then you have a healthy economy as a whole. And those people are able to bring up, you know, a high tide rises all the boats. So, you know, that's the approach that we need to have for this.
If you're just tuning into your radio, it's the Montezuma County Commissioner Candidate Forum, presented by KSJD and the Cortez Area Chamber of Commerce. Just a couple more questions before we'll be wrapping up tonight. There are 4 other governments within Montezuma County. How do you plan on working with the 3 municipalities and the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe to promote a healthy economy for the whole county? Mr. Satley, we'll start on this question.
Well, if I'm commissioner, I'm here to work with everybody. I don't care if you're Navajo or Ute Indian. I'm here for everybody. And then also the cities. We got Dolores, Cortez, Mancos. We all need to work together. One just off the top of my head, one thing from Dolores, I always wanted to get that galloping goose going, get it moving around town or going somewhere. It should have been done when the dam was built. They could have built a track down there and turned around, and that would have brought so much money into Dolores. But I think we can do things for Dolores, Mancos, Cortez. Main thing is all these entities need to work together. We need to have meetings. We need to talk, figure out a kind of long-term plan. But don't take too long because we need things to happen pretty quick. And we work together, and I think we can make it work. Thank you.
Mr. Candelaria?
Well, first of all, you have to develop a relationship with every one of these other entities, Dolores, Cortez, Mancos, and so on. I've been doing that for the past several years. I'm in the construction trade, you know, I'm out and about, and I know what the people are facing out there. So you have to, it's just like a marriage or a relationship. If you don't foster that, you're not going to get anywhere. As far as the Ute Mountain Reservation, I was asked a question by a young man at our last forum, and because they're a sovereign nation, it doesn't seem like they want to meet us halfway. And I told him, I said, I will do anything to work with you, but you're going to meet me halfway. And I think that's the same situation with anybody else. We have to be met halfway, but we have to reach out, and we have to let those people know that we are willing to work with them. We have to strengthen our IGAs with them. I know that the county has an IGA with the city right now, intergovernmental agreement, but I'm not real sure if we have that with Dolores or Mancos. So reach out, let them know who we are, let them know that we're wanting to work with them, and then promote it from there and establish and foster a good relationship with them.
Mr. Chappell?
Yes, I think first off, just being approachable. Letting people know that you're approachable and you're a good listener and you're willing to have an open dialogue with them, you know, with entities like the city council. You know, I just think, again, you know, being friendly and willing to visit and share ideas amongst each other will be a very important aspect. So I believe that I would be very, very strong at that because I am a good listener. As far as the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, I have worked directly around natives for much of my life, and I foster a good relationship with them by right off the bat showing them respect and treating them as an equal, and they really respond to that. It's just amazing how when you work with them and encourage them and show them respect and compliment them on the things they're doing well, how they respond to that. And I realize that the kids there in Toyoak have a tough row to hoe. Their plight is, you know, they have an uphill battle from the start sometimes just because of the environment that they're raised in. So I believe that we need to be supportive of that, of the families, of our local teachers here who are teaching these kids. My wife is a teacher, a second grade teacher, and she is an encourager and to those kids, and I believe that they are, you know, they are key because they are the future. Just like your kids and grandkids are, the kids of this community are the future. So we've got to be very supportive of them, very supportive of our educators, and that's the first step to creating a good relationship with the Ute Tribe.
Ms. McAfee?
Well, I think this would just be the coolest part of being a commissioner. And here's why. Because I'd get to develop relationships with people that I know now in one capacity, but I would get to know them in a different capacity. And one thing I've been thinking a lot about for quite a long time, we are all one community. We are not isolated places of Dolores, Mancos, Cortez, and the county. We have to, and Toyoak, we have to have real, honest, genuine, giving discussions among one another for the betterment of each. As a county commissioner, I want to know, how can I help those towns? How can I help the municipalities in our boundary? And I think that there are some folks on the Cortez School Board, or excuse me, the Cortez City Council or other city councils who would want to know how can they help the county. It's a give and take. The county has a rather adversarial relationship right now with the city of Cortez, and I think that's too bad. I think some opportunities are being missed. I have worked in Toyoak. I worked down there for a year, several years ago. And the whole time I was working for the shelter, I made presentations twice a year to the tribal council in Toyoak. I know the community there on a government-to-government basis because that's how I spoke to them from the shelter. And I know them on a personal basis as well. As a matter of fact, the coolest thing happened today. I sent a message to one of my friends down there. She got right back to me, and I'm planning to go down there on Wednesday night and walk in their breast cancer walk. So I have a good track record there, and I look forward to working with them. Thank you.
Candidates, to wrap things up tonight, you'll each have 3 minutes to answer the following. What is your vision for the economy of Montezuma County? Mr. Candelaria will begin.
Okay, my vision for the future of Montezuma County. Well, first of all, we have to start planning. And by that, I mean we have to have a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan, 15 and 20. So what do we start doing as looking through Region 9's economic development? Part of that is why don't we start looking at an industrial park for the county? The city has one. We could do the same thing, a trade center. We live here in an enterprise zone, and you can get tax credits to move into an enterprise zone. So that would actually help to maybe entice some of the things in a 5-year plan. Within that, we have to have a quality of life attractions. And by that, I mean we're becoming, no matter what you think or not, but we're an aging community. Most of the people around, and probably in here as I look around in this room, and I'm not going to say anything, but we are, it's okay, I'm right there with you guys. I'm aging also, so we're just getting better. But we have to have different attractions for the quality of life for people retiring and coming here. And that's why I've openly stated that Paths to Mesa Verde is one of those big things. The biking industry is huge for what that does to our economy. I believe that we have to diversify our farming and the productions around it. And again, I've stated, I think that hemp is one of those, just one of those products that we can start diversifying. And a 10-year plan, and I know this is, we used to talk about this at the dinner table when I was working in the fire department, was a regional airport. We need to have a little bit more transportation around here, and it can be done. If you think about the Tri-Cities, Cortez, Durango, and Farmington, what would be wrong with creating better transportation and air transportation so that we can get things in and out of here? We have to sustain and grow our oil and alternate energy base. And by that I mean our solar. I think that is a great thing. I said on the Cortez Sanitation District, we have 2 new solar arrays. We're running our north and our south lift station. And it's great for our environment, but those PV panels are made out of petroleum. So we have to support everything together. Those are just a few things for my 5 and my 10-year plan, but planning is the biggest key. We have to set goals. They have to be obtainable. And when we don't get to one, we reset the next goal and move forward.
Mr. Chappell?
I would agree with much of what Jim said and would echo a lot of what he says there. I believe that the first thing that you have to do as a business owner or just an individual in life is to set goals and make plans to attain those goals. Because, you know, if your goal setting is down here on the ground level, you're going to hit it every time. But if you shoot for the stars and miss, you're still going to get pretty close to it. So, definitely planning, making goals. Again, like I've talked about, having an open dialogue and sharing ideas amongst ourselves is a great plan to get creative thinking going. because it's just amazing how talking to local business owners here recently, how much I learned. Another thing that I've learned recently talking to some local business owners is tricks to social media. And again, I'm not a big selfie kind of person, but as far as running a business, I feel like the future of business and attracting tourism here is going to be people's power to use social media to get people to say, hey, I'd rather stop here and spend my money in Cortez, Colorado than to go to Durango and then go to Mesa Verde and go to McPhee or ride on the pass to Mesa Verde. We got to make people see the value of staying here in Cortez. So, you know, that would be my goal as a commissioner, to support that, you know, to be supportive of these local businesses and to help them as far as dreaming, setting goals, as far as taking those steps, because that's going to be the key to our future. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Ms. McAfee.
My vision for Montezuma County is, again, about people, and it's about place. It's about bringing people together so that we can make this the best place it can be. It's about planning. I'm glad that it's been spoken of again. I think it's important to plan 5 and 10 years, 20 years out. But it's terribly important. However, planning takes a long time. And I know at least one commissioner, Commissioner Sukla, who would like to do some action right away. And so in the course of thinking about the long arc of planning, I also want to recognize we need to do things as soon as we can or right away. One of the things is building on the agrotourism program that the County Extension Office, the Cortez Cultural Center, and Mesa Verde Country got started this summer. I think they've got a really good idea. I think it can be grown into something that will be really remarkable for our area and will be helpful for our farming and ranching operations. High-speed internet. That is something that is part of the plan, and I would go with all possible haste for federal and state money in order to bring high-speed and redundant internet to everyone in our county. High-speed, redundant internet in and of itself is an economic driver, and it's one we absolutely must have. Lastly, I want to talk for a second about solar energy. Commissioner Sukla has been talking about it for like 3.5 years, and I think that's great. Empire Electric is about to dig into opening its own solar farm out at Totten Lake. I think that's really wonderful. So I look forward to working with Commissioner Sukla and Ertel in figuring out how to bring the solar power industry to our county. I think this is something that's really very doable, will have wonderful consequences for the economy of our county. Talking about the long arc of planning and all that goes with it, I've done this before. I know how to do it. I have the patience. I have the perseverance. So when you're thinking about who to vote for in this coming election, vote for me, M.B. McAfee, because I really do understand the patience and the terrific excitement that can happen when you're planning for the future.
Mr. Satley.
I hate to ask you again, but would you repeat that?
Yes. What is your vision for the economy of Montezuma County? You have 3 minutes this time.
Okay. I probably won't need that long, but anyway, my vision is to, I guess it's kind of a dream. I guess, number one, we all work together, as starting out with federal government, with what's going on in Washington right now. Everyone is fighting our president, who's trying to put us all to work. He's not perfect by long means, but he's trying. And we need to bring that down to local government, do what we can here as commissioners. And that's another thing. I need to work with the current commissioners I'm probably the only one that's going to have a hard time with that, but I will. I've been in a little different position with those commissioners than the other folks here. But I will work with them. I'll do anything I can to help the public, help every one of you out there. But if it's something that's not good for you, I'm going to fight them on it. But I think that it's time. We've got to get this thing going, and I think it will. It don't matter who you vote for, who wins. We're all pushing. We're all very serious about this. So it's kind of a hard vote, I'll tell you. These people have been good. Nobody's done any bad talking about each other, at least not publicly. I don't know. But anyway, it's been fun. And we need to get this everything economy going. And that's what it's all about. Thank you very much.
Your 2018 Montezuma County Commissioner candidates, thank you for being here tonight. Once again, this has been... You're welcome. Once again, this has been the Montezuma County Commissioner Candidate Forum presented by KSJD and the Cortez Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll have a recording of tonight's forum on our website soon at ksjd.org. And remember, ballots are mailing out this week. If you're not registered, you can stop by the county clerk's office to get set up with the ballot all the way through and on Election Day. I've been your host, Daniel Reisel, and thank you for joining me at tonight's forum at the Sunflower Theater in downtown Cortez.